The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Buster, but everybody else in between throwing it down. Sunday, Bloody Sunday has begun. Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We're kicking it. We got a full house this evening. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, is going to step up and in. We're going to break it down. We're going to recap what happened earlier in the day. We'll take a look at Monday night football, the Baltimore Ravens and the Las Vegas Raiders, not Los Angeles. Not Oakland, but of course, Las Vegas. It's their first official game. They played a preseason game there or two with fans. I think one, whatever. But it's the first time they're going to have fans, full house in that stadium. So we're breaking it down. We're going to recap the day. And of course, one of my favorite parts of the Sunday night show following NFL Sunday is not me raging, and I know people always look forward to me melting down and ripping people, and you know what? I'm kind of in a little bit of a ripping mood. In a sense, though, I'm all about self-responsibility now. So I'm not one of these people that can say, it's Aaron Rodgers' fault that we lost a bunch of plays because he played as poorly as he did. Is it his fault? Yeah, or is it my fault? I'm the one to bet on him. Aaron Rodgers did not call me. All right? I don't have Aaron Rodgers' number. Aaron Rodgers did not call me and tell me, you know what? You got to bet on me no matter what happens. Otherwise, you know what? You're going to, you're going to rot in hell for eternity. He never told me that. It was my own choice. But with that being stated, it wasn't my own choice that he was going to look more interested, playing volleyball on the beach in Hawaii with his girlfriend than he was going to be playing football today. And we're going to get into this. So we ask you, and we have a poll question up on Twitter, and it's really open-ended. So you can answer whatever the hell you want to answer. Who ruined your Sunday? Which player, which team? And I like the word hate, because hate's a strong word. How about really don't like? which team and which player do you really don't like right now? For me, I've got a few, and we're going to get into them. But you can respond on Twitter at the Sports Rage, or you can jump into our live YouTube chat as well. It's a wild, wild weekend in the sports world, not just in the National Football League, but wild day in the National Football League. We often discuss with various guests, odds makers, handicappers, etc. Is home field advantage still worth 3 points? And pretty much everybody says no. I don't think it is. And, last year it was kind of difficult to gauge a little bit more due to the pandemic. But the fact of the matter is, home field hasn't meant as much for years now in the National Football League, and today was case in point again. Oh, yeah, thanks a lot, Mean Gene. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustlin', and everybody else in between throwing it down. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates joining the party on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. And, of course, we've been kicking it on the Mightier 1090 in San Diego and Los Angeles for the past year plus or whatever it's been. But we are now live. So shout out to everybody in SoCal. I am Gabriel Morency. It's Sunday Bloody Sunday. This is Sports Rage. If you like to bet, you're in the right place. If you like football, you're in the right place. If you like baseball, then you're in the right place, because that's all we're talking about tonight. We might find room for a couple of other things, but we're jam-packed. There's a lot of rage to get to tonight. We asked you guys on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Rage. Who ruined your Sunday? And when I ask who ruined your Sunday, who's the player that you dislike the most right now? Who's the coach that you dislike the most right now? What team screwed you over? We know there's a story in every city, right? Heartbreak City. Welcome to Heartbreak City. It's Sunday Bloody Sunday. All right, there were definitely tears shed. And I'll start off with the Green Bay Packers. And I've got no beef. You place a bet, it's your responsibility. Nobody came with guns and knocked on my door and said, hey, jackass, you better bet on the Green Bay Packers today. I made the decision. But at the same point in time, I expected a football team, all right? Not the Girl Scouts to show up. And the thing with Aaron Rodgers is, if you're going to run your mouth and you're going to talk and you're going to complain as much as you do, you better deliver, right? You better deliver. You're not Bart Starr, bro. You've won one Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer's won one Super Bowl. Brad Johnson's won one Super Bowl. You've won one Super Bowl, bro. One. And there's been a lot of these games, you know, where it's just like you don't seem to really care. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is pretty much like dating somebody that complains all the time, doesn't like any restaurant that you go to.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And doesn't give anything back in return at this point. It's like, dude, you complain a lot. Now, I know it's early here, but dear God, that was pathetic. Who's the worst team in the National Football League, though? I don't know. Maybe the Atlanta Falcons? This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Thank you very much, Homer. I think he could be talking about a bunch of teams, to be honest. Who was he talking about? Well, I don't know. Was Homer talking about the suckiest team of all time, the Green Bay Packers? Because that wasn't pretty. The Atlanta Falcons? Wow, that was ugly. The Buffalo Bills' second half collapse wasn't pretty. The Cleveland Browns battled, but whatever, man. Close doesn't count. Yeah, we've said it before, we'll say it again. Close only counts with horseshoes, grenades, and lap dances. Other than that, nobody cares about closeness. All right. Although the Cleveland Browns did cover, and as they say in Las Vegas, good teams win, great teams cover. Credit Jay Cordegay. So there is a lot of stuff to get to. Ian Cameron will join us in level two. We'll take a look at the numbers for week two. We'll get you all the point spreads, actually. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. So we get, you know, sort of hot off the presses. One of my favorite parts of the Sunday show is saying, all right, what are they setting for next week? And it's always fascinating to see in week one the overreaction, underreactions, and everything else in between. So we asked you guys on Twitter, who ruined your Sunday? Which team upset you the most? We got Pizza Guy in Vancouver, British Columbia, says that I can't say the word. I'd like to, but we're on a bunch of AM radio affiliates, you know, in some parts of the country where they don't appreciate that language. Hey, if it was up to me, that, Kirk Cousins, I hate him so damn much. Analytical darling, but sucks on the field. Kirk Cousins, yeah, he's just a stats guy, Kirk Cousins. I didn't bet that game. I actually did bet on Kirk Cousins, though, over 1.5 touchdown passes, and we did cash the ticket. We did win. The 49ers. 49ers upset quite a few people, blowing that big point spread lead that they had as the Detroit Lions backdoored it. And, hey, we told you guys all week the Lions are going to cover the point spread. It was a big trap. Doesn't matter either, because I had people say, oh, yeah, you said they were going to cover, but they barely covered. I don't care. I also just lost the over-under. I had 47 in the Sunday night football game, and it got to 48. Do you hear me crying and bitching about it? No. Was it a bad beat? No. Did it suck to lose by 1 point late in a football game when the LA Rams weren't even trying to freaking score? Yes, it did. Stupid Chicago Bears. I'll give credit to Dalton, though. Dalton made it through the game. He didn't suck as much as we thought he would. But the Rams did get the cover. We did all right on the way out, actually. We did all right. Oh, it was Sunday night football. So looking at the board, it was sort of the good, the bad, the ugly. We're talking about home field advantage not really meaning anything anymore, and it really doesn't. You see this in all sports. The only home field advantage really only means anything now in college sports. College basketball, college football. I think it does still matter there. But professional sports, does home field really matter in baseball? No. You know, I mean, some teams, like you'll say, oh, well, look how good the Dodgers are, the Giants are. Yeah, they're good everywhere, right? They're good on the road, too. Like, home field, you look at home ice in the National Hockey League, used to be a big deal. Oh, home ice, it doesn't mean anything. Like, home ice doesn't mean NBA, same thing. NBA, home court, used to be that, like, you know, beacon. Oh, you better get home court. It's like, now it doesn't matter. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know why. But it's been this way, too, for a couple of years, even going into before the pandemic. And it's funny because, you know, we'll talk about it this week with our guests that it used to be you add 3 points for home field. It was basically, all right, 3 points. You know, some you could say 3.5, 4. A good example, though, is sort of like Seattle. You know, with the whole 12th man stuff and stuff like that. There were, you know, other teams, visiting teams, didn't have less false start penalties without the fans there. Right? They jump people like, so like, if an offensive lineman jumps offside or he moves, and because the crowd's loud, the fans want to feel like they did it, but they really didn't. Right? Yeah. He jumped offside, but he also would have jumped offside if you weren't here. He misread the count. Like, you know what I'm saying? He screwed up the play. Whether you're there or not, it's the tree falls in the forest deal. So I'm not discounting home field and all that. Like, looking today in Kansas City. Once things got going, it got going in that place. That's a wild place, right? But Was it that the fans were crazy and it was rocking at Arrowhead, or is it that you got Patrick freaking Mahomes on the other team, right? When you actually break it down. That was a wild football game. Kansas City's pedigree showed through. And all the hype about the Buffalo Bills coming into the year and the Cleveland Browns, right? And listen, I hyped the Browns up more than I did the Bills. I'm a Bills fan. And I'm aware, I don't like that everyone loves the Bills. I don't like it. Right? The Bills have sort of been elevated that they're equal with Kansas City or something. Oh, the Bills, right? Oh, the Bills this year, the Bills. And I never said that. You never heard me once say that. And it's funny, too. We have a lot of haters, but we have people that hate us, but they're our fanboys, right? They watch the show every day, but they love, if I lose a bet or if, I see people, I've gotten it all day. Oh, the Bills lost. Oh, the Bills. How many times did you hear me pimp the Bills, a big play, all week? Never. I've added the Bills to the ticket as a personal play. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that, I don't care that the Bills lost. I'm not happy they lost. I bet $500 on them to win the division. So I'm not happy they lost, but at the same point in time, I'm like Joe Namath. I could care less about them struggling today. It doesn't matter. It's week one. They played a division which everyone lost except the team that they're playing this week. And I'm dead serious about this. Where I do actually, I kind of like it. I thought about it during the game, and it bothered me during the game when I was watching them. When they were winning 10-0, I was angry. I was watching them, and I'm like, you guys think you're good, don't you? You can just tell. Like, the Bills had some sort of, misguided swagger to them today that it's like, guys, you didn't accomplish anything yet. What have you done? You know what I mean? I've loved the Bills since the 70s. So they come out, and I just sort of felt that way. They had the swagger like they were the defending champs. And, hey, look at us. We're back. And it's like, yeah, good for you. And you were up 10-0 in the football game. You're high-fiving on the sidelines and sort of smiling and like it was a rout or something. It's like, guys, you're not like, you know, I don't know. I think that McDermott as well privately sort of likes this in a way. I guarantee you, we'll put it this way. I'd like to see the difference between the Buffalo Bills practice coming into this game and what the Bills practices are going to be like this week. Right? The Bills had it too easy. The problem is, too, the Bills rolled through the preseason. They looked great in the preseason. They smashed everybody. Their backup smashed everybody. They went 3-0 in the preseason. And, where I'm going with this is, in college basketball, and a team will be 25-0, and everybody's talking about them going undefeated. And the coach, when they lose, the kids are disappointed, but the coach is, happy. Because he can get back to ripping them again. And it's the same thing with the Buffalo Bills in that, hey, guys, you're not...
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
As good as you think you are, all right? And I guarantee you McDermott's going to tell him this tomorrow morning. He's going to say, guys, if we don't show up and execute, we will lose. The Miami Dolphins are a good football team, all right? The Pittsburgh Steelers are a good football team. Buffalo Bills didn't lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars today. The sky isn't falling. I actually like it. Wake your ass up. You're not as good as you think you are. We let them off the hook.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Rest in peace, Coach. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. 34-14 final score. This isn't the classic great Rex Grossman. You know what's funny? The Dennis Green meltdown, that was actually against the Rex Grossman led Bears too. Hey, they went to the Super Bowl. So the Matt Stafford love fest has begun in Los Angeles. Yet we should note Jared Goff led a backdoor cover for the Detroit Lions today and their backers. Jared Goff threw for three touchdown passes. And just, you know, as long as we're just talking about quick numbers, we'll get back to talking about the games and we'll get into some point spreads and I got some thoughts, etc. One of our thoughts was, before coming into the year, when you remember, we talked about NFL MVP. We gave you two guys. Josh Allen, who did not play well today, and Kyler Murray. Josh Allen was 13-1. Kyler Murray was 23-1. I look forward to seeing the updated numbers. Kyler Murray lit it up today. Big, big win. Tennessee were terrible. A lot of bad football today. Some teams, a lot of blowouts and teams. It's like, what the hell happened? Kyler Murray was the leading fantasy getter today. Just a quick sort of fantasy check. Kyler Murray, 41 fantasy points tonight as far as quarterbacks are concerned. And right there behind him, Jameis Winston. That's right. And when you talk about Jameis Winston, put some respect on his name, like Birdman there. Better put some damn respect on my name. But I know, whatever Jameis Winston does, you know, it won't matter. Well, he throws a lot of interceptions. Well, he does. Jameis Winston is the first quarterback in NFL history to throw five touchdown passes and zero interceptions in a season opener in his first career start with a new team in NFL history. I love how, like, Jameis Winston somehow, it's like, oh, but Jameis throws interceptions. Yeah, because Brett Favre, I know, Peyton Manning, no one ever throws interceptions, right? I love what Drew Brees said, and I was on the air when it was going on, and we're doing in-game live today right here on the Sports Grid Radio Networks and television networks. So I saw the tweet after, but Jameis Winston hit a bomb, and Drew Brees actually said that's what the Saints were missing over the last couple of years, the deep threat. Drew Brees like, throws himself under the bus. Love it. Love it. He said, yeah, to be honest, the Saints really kind of were lacking that part of their game due to the quarterback the last few years. Drew Brees throws himself under the bus, admitting, hey, that's what Winston can do that I couldn't do. Right? I said it before the game. I said, listen, people are talking about, like, what? Just full props to the Saints as a whole. Once again, facing adversity, you know, losing power, displaced, floods, hurricanes, displaced. They handpick to play in Jacksonville, believing, and Sean Payton, they had choices of various stadiums to play in, and they chose Jacksonville, Florida, believing that Aaron Rodgers does not like the heat. And it's ironic because he's from California, but he is from Northern California. Right, so, and Aaron Rodgers does not have a good record in the sun. And Aaron Rodgers does not play well in the heat. They also felt as though the heat would get to the Packers as a whole. And they also wore their white jerseys. Right, so all those little things, I was like, really? Yeah, you guys are like all the way down to detail to the white jerseys, right? Like the Saints normally wear black at home, right? And it was a home game for them. But they wore white because it was hot as hell and they were in the sun. Right, and they figured, no, you guys wear your dark jerseys. So, like, they were sort of petty and hit every, you know, note on the way. And I thought last week, and I was wrong about it, and I said on the show, I said, man, what do you think? You're playing games with Aaron Rodgers? Who cares where it is? Like, so it's in Florida, boo-hoo. Well, whatever, man. Dude, Aaron Rodgers spent more time on his back today and on the bench today than he did, like, on his Hawaii vacation. How many people thought that today that Aaron Rodgers would end up not getting through the game and that Jordan Love would end up getting in the game? That's almost as improbable as that the Toronto Blue Jays baseball team today scoring more runs than 13 NFL teams did points today. Dear God, I don't even know how that's possible. Scored 22 runs. Who ruined your Sunday? The Titans, their defense was a train wreck. Falcons offense needed 10 more points for them, couldn't even get it, says Rich. Nick Papagiorgio in Chicago, Matt Nagy combined with the Bears secondary. But, yeah, but come on, you can't say the Bears ruined your Sunday. I get it that you're a Bears fan, but nobody thought the Bears were going to cover the point spread tonight. God, so how frustrating is it that it went over by a point, though, huh? But Jameis Winston knows one of these deals where no matter what he does, well, everybody was wide open. Whatever, dude, the guy threw 5 touchdown passes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when we look back on Peyton Manning, oh, he threw 50 touchdown passes or whatever. Do people ask, like, each one? Was the guy wide open? Did he throw a fastball? Did he, you know, how did it happen? No. People are just jackasses in today's society. Oh, ho, 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 Jameis Winston. Oh, Jameis Winston sucks. Well, all you loser people who really do suck, all right? All you people that think Jameis Winston sucks, let me ask you a question. And I know you're out there. There's a ton of you, you dumb pot shots and all that. Let me ask you a question. Who knows more about football and quarterback play, you or Sean Payton? So answer that question for any like bozo the clown troll boy out there that like thinks, oh, Jameis Winston, oh, look, he's tackling dummy in practice. Oh, the pads got him. Oh, Jameis Winston, huh? So I guess Jameis Winston sucks so much that a future Hall of Fame coach and one of the best ever to do it in Sean Payton has signed this guy and groomed this guy to replace Drew Brees because he sucks so much. But because hey, you're right, some loser on Twitter knows more about quarterback play than Sean Payton does. Knows more about quarterback play. Like it's just funny. But like, will people credit Jameis Winston? No, right? Hey, 5 touchdown passes, absolutely smashed it, killed it, great performance. All around great performance. Saints defense was suffocating today. Well, it's just a great win. Saints had a lot of adversity and injuries, and they had new guys on the defensive line. Patrick Mahomes improves to 11-0 in his career in the month of September. Wow. Third, so he's 11-0. He's 11-0 in the month of September. He's got 35 touchdown passes. And we hit that prop today, plus two and a half touchdown passes at plus money with Mahomes. This is unbelievable. So after today, Patrick Mahomes is 11-0 in his career in the month of September. And he has 35 touchdown passes thrown in the month of September, and he's never thrown an interception in the month of September. 35 touchdown passes, zero interceptions, 11-0 in his career in September. His 35 straight passing touchdowns without an interception in September is the longest streak in any month by any quarterback in NFL history. Guy's pretty good. I will say, hey, you know what? That's pretty good. Jameis Winston's four passing. Jameis Winston. He was like, you know, his touchdown pass. And it was crazy because he had three touchdown passes and like 12 completions only at one point. Drew Brees had six passing touchdowns in their season opener against, of course, the Detroit Lions in 2009. There were a lot of great performances today. The Browns. If you're the Cleveland Browns today, I don't think you can fully, you're not hanging your head really. And, you know, Jedrick Wills got hurt on the offensive line. That kind of sucks, but I don't think it's like, we spoke with David Chow earlier. We'll get you caught up to date with the injuries. Fitzpatrick's going to be out for a little while, not the season, but Fitzpatrick got the same injury that Tua did in his hip. I guess, but not quite as much. Basically, Fitzpatrick's hip, like, dislocated, like, popped out of place. It popped back in, but it's not as simple as that, right? So Heineke's going to be the starting quarterback on Thursday. They play the New York Giants in Washington. Giants were another team that were disgraceful today. And Joe Judge is another one. But I'm just going to say about the Cleveland Browns, if you're the Browns, it's not like a case of like, oh, God, that was embarrassing, or like, man, that was bad. What the hell do we do? Yeah, you got into a shootout with one of the greatest ever to do it in Patrick Mahomes, and you lost a close football game. It's lesson learned moving forward. And I almost equate it to like a UFC fighter, the Browns. They were so good in the first half. They played perfect football. And it was like, yeah, but are you guys, you know what I mean? Can you keep up? And you know what I mean? Like in the UFC, MMA, you'll see a fighter. It's like, wow, man, this guy's really bringing it, right? The tempo, like he's stalking the other guy. He's not letting up. And like, and then you know that it's like, yeah, but he can't fight that way for 25 minutes. Nobody can. And, like, the Browns were too perfect. Like, Baker Mayfield in the first half, 5 for 5 for 100 yards against the blitz. 5 for 5, 94 yards on play action. 4 for 4 for 61 yards on and 3 first downs on 3rd and 4th down. Like, they couldn't have been any better. But then KC brought it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, you tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Now, speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
George!
Love it. You tell those bastards, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're kicking it. Sirius XM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, and we welcome all of our live listeners on the Mightier 1090. We've been kicking it on the Mightier 1090, but you guys have been picking up the overnight replay like a lot of our AM radio affiliates that do, but we're kicking it live, and I can't wait for NBA season. We do talk a lot of Clipper basketball. We talk a lot of Laker basketball, and yeah, we do talk a lot of Raptor basketball. Raptors, baby. Take the season win total over 36.5. So we're talking about overreaction, underreaction, week one of National Football League. And I'll tell you what, if you look at the numbers right now at FanDuel, the Buffalo Bills are still the second choice to win the AFC right after the Kansas City Chiefs. So, like, the sky hasn't fallen, right? The sky hasn't fallen. But let's take a look at the divisions. And people in our chat in the Sports Grid Radio YouTube page, that's Sports Grid Radio on YouTube, if you're tuning in and you want to jump in on the chat, people are asking, hey, you know, are the Arizona Cardinals for real? I said coming into the year that I thought the Cardinals were a wild card team. I didn't say, oh, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs for sure, but I don't believe that the Cardinals are like can win a division. But I think the Cardinals are good. I mean, look at their roster. They have good players. If Kyler Murray stays healthy and Kyler Murray plays the way he did today, how are you going to beat them? And, you know, their defense, you get those sacks. People knew you pair Jones. There was a talk all the time that, oh, they're not going to keep Jones. They're not going to keep Jones, right? But, and Joe, they wanted out. So, Arizona for real. And I'll tell you, FanDuel has already posted numbers. So, updated division numbers right now, guys. And it's interesting, isn't it? We all knew coming in that this division was a killer, right? But all four teams won today. So everybody won. San Francisco beat Detroit, high-scoring game. They were murdering them, but Detroit, like, rallied back late. Goff started throwing touchdown passes, and Detroit actually backdoored them, losing by 8. But earlier in the week, it was 7.5. We talk about this all the time now. Depending if you like a game, bet it earlier in the week, guys. Right? Like, you got it. Like, the numbers move and the point spreads are sharp. Look at the Ohio State game the other day, man. We love that total all week at 62, right? 62.5. We told you, love the over, love the over. By kickoff Saturday morning, it was 63.5. It landed at 63. A lot of people lost. We didn't. We weren't one of them. We've learned our lesson with this stuff. A lot of people lost, but in today's market, man, these points count. Teddy Covers, who joins us weekly from Las Vegas, you know, we discuss this. Like, is it a bad beat if you lost by half a point? Not if there was a better number earlier in the week. Like, if you like San Francisco, you could have won. Like, you know what I mean? You could have won. It was a bad number. If you bet the closing number, you got to live with a closing number. It's not a bad beat. You just, you know, you bet it at a bad time. So they all won. They all won. Before the season started, I bet on San Francisco to win the division. San Francisco are the favorites still to win the division. And we should note, Mostert got hurt today, and Jason Verrett got hurt again. Now, Verrett always gets hurt, and Mostert always gets hurt, too. So, whatever. You know what I mean? And San Francisco's running game, and they just plug in a new back. So San Francisco are still favored to win this division. They're plus 185. The Rams are plus 210. Oddsmakers not overly impressed by beating the Bears tonight. Seattle have a chip on their shoulder, this team. And they're plus 260. And the Arizona Cardinals, if you're buying into the Cardinals to win a division, they're 5-1 right now. Now, it's not too early to start looking at the standings, guys, especially with all these division games. That you don't think that this Buffalo Bill Miami Dolphin game is big? The Miami Dolphins just won a division game against the New England Patriots on the road. Now they go home to take on the Buffalo Bills. They beat the Bills. The Bills are 0-2. And the Dolphins are 2-0. Not, you know what I mean? 0-2 is not good. Right? You don't want to be 0-2. You look at the percentages. 0-2 teams generally don't win divisions. And like I talked about this earlier in the day, I don't like it. Same with baseball. Like, if you think, like, I don't know, like, if you guys think you get more bonus points in the standings by winning in December, you don't. You don't. You get one win in the win column, whether you win the first damn game of the week or whether you win in week 16. All right? In the standings, it counts the same. These people, oh, well, it's only week one. No, it's not only week one. You just lost a division game. It's not good. All right? But we can't lose another one next week, that type of thing. And I tell you, there's some teams, same in college football coming into the week this week. How big is that for the Pittsburgh Panthers that they won that game at Tennessee? Right? Wow, we beat an SEC team. We're still undefeated. Now we cruise out of here. Like, you know, these games count. That's what makes football so good. It's not the baseball season. Not 162 of these things. Right? There's 17 of them. They count. And division games count times two. They're like, it's like basketball. It's a two-point swing. You know what I mean? Or a three-point swing. You lose a division game in football, it's like you took a three-point shot, missed, and the other team just hit a three. And it's like, whoa, that was a six-point swing, you know, could have been. Like, you know what I mean? It's not. It's these games count. Tennessee were very disappointing, but Indianapolis were terrible, right? So, and then you get Jacksonville who are two. This is funny, isn't it? Look at these odds. AFC South. So the Tennessee Titans are minus 105. The Colts are plus 140. The Jaguars are 9-1. And the Texans are 13-1. How can the Jacksonville Jaguars be 9-1 and the Texans are 13-1 when the Texans just beat them? And we had that. Money line, baby. All right, so let's take a look at the numbers now. And see what you guys like and see if anything catches my eye early here. Week two of the National Football League. And we'll get into some college football talk. AP, the new top 25 is out. Interesting developments. Couple of surprises, actually. At least as far as I'm concerned. And it's fun because there's some fresh blood. It's just, it's cool. All right, so, of course, tomorrow we got the Baltimore Ravens sitting at 4.5. It's bouncing around. Jacobs could miss the game now. Now there's word that Josh Jacobs is ill, whatever that means in today's day and age. So, but I don't think they brought in Kenyon Drake, and they're going to throw the ball anyways. So the Ravens are laying 4 in this game. We'll give you our thoughts and handicap that game a little bit later on. But I want to get you to point spreads here. So the New York Giants are getting 4 points on Thursday Night Football. Total's 42.5. So we got Thursday Night Football this week. And New York at Washington. They obviously played twice last year. They played twice every year. But in the two games last year, the Giants beat them twice. They beat them 2019 and 23-20. So they do generally play close games. Like, if you handicap the game, there's not a lot to like about the Giants. And Joe Judge, well, dude, you're guilty. At some point, like, you know what I mean, you can run your mouth all you want, Judge, but with no results, it's not just, you know, Gettleman's fault. It's not just Danny Dimes' fault. It could be your fault. And as far as Danny Dimes is concerned, you know, I defended your ass, Danny, but it's more like Danny Crimes, because it's almost criminal how bad you are at times and how unaware you are of your surroundings. But it's not fully your fault. The Giants really are a mess. Like, it's crazy to say, but I think the Jets are in a better spot than the Giants are. And that doesn't mean I say that, oh, the Giants, the Jets are going to win more games this year than they will. But I'd rather be the Jets. Like, if you're a Jet fan or a Giant fan tuning in right now, I would rather be the Jets between the two of you. Like, who's going in a better direction here? The Giants are not going in any direction. You've got a coach that doesn't know what he's doing. It looks like another Belichick failure. Another bully, Belichick failure, like the chicken beard, chicken wing beard, pencil neck geek there. What, Matt Patricia? The guy was a clown. Charlie Weiss. Yeah, I mean, all these clowns that just happen to, like, you know, be the Gatorade boy for the Patriots and then end up getting head coaching jobs. It looks like Joe Judge might be there. Good for you, Judge. So you bench press. You can bench press. All right. I don't care. You know, Bill Walsh couldn't bench press anything, man. Won a lot of football games and Super Bowls. All these new coaches, rah-rah, I can bench press, I'll fight you. Yeah, good for you. How about you come up with a winning game plan instead of knocking your offensive line coach out in practice, Judge? All right, what a disgrace. The people of New York deserve better than the disgraceful football that the Jets and Giants give them. Think of these poor people in New York, man. New York Knicks, New York Jets, New York Giants. It's almost cruel, unusual punishment. So anyways, Giants plus 4 on Thursday, total 42.5. Buffalo Bills 3.5-point favorites at Miami. You want to talk about a big football game, man. Big win for the Miami Dolphins today, 17-16, wild game. Miami had the lead late. They were up 17-16. Tua threw an interception that he shouldn't have thrown the ball. He was getting sacked, and he decided to just try to get rid of it. And it was one of those, it got batted around, man, like a beach ball at a rock concert. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how many players and hands touched that football, but it was one of those that got batted around in the air everywhere. And they came down. A Patriot ended up catching it in the end. It went off like 3, 4, 5 guys' hands, I think. Right? At least 3. Gesicki, 2 or 3 Patriots. I think 2 Patriots bobbled it. And then it bounced right into Gesicki's chest, and he could have caught it. He didn't. He bobbled it. And then a dude on the Patriots got the interception, and it was like, wow. There's like 4 or 5 minutes left or whatever, and oh, man, they've got the ball at midfield. Mac Jones is looking good. And boom, they fumbled the Patriots. They were running the ball, and they were moving in, and they fumbled. It's crazy. Cam Newton fumbled last year in a similar situation against the Bills. Belichick, all those years of luck, is catching up to him. Or did I say luck? I meant cheating. All those years of cheating is catching up to him. We'll get our boy Matthias' thoughts, master control in Los Angeles, California, on his Atlanta Falcons a little bit later on. We'll see how his fantasy team did. We're in the same league. We'll check out our teams there. So the Buffalo Bills lay 3.5 at Miami. There'll be a lot of Bills fans making that trip down there. I think the Bills will win the football game, but I wouldn't be laying 3.5 points. It's going to be close as hell, this game. Total's 48. Denver Broncos are laying 6 points on the road at Jacksonville. So the Broncos look good today. They lost Jerry Jeudy, though. Jerry Judy's going to be out until, like, listen, I'm not a doctor, but I spoke to one tonight, and Dr. David Chow, he says Judy's probably going to be out to like, late October type thing. But the Broncos and the Jaguars are terrible. Like, man, I wish I hammered their on-season win total more onto the under. Because they're going to have problems, the Jags. Hey, how about the Houston Texans who get it done? The Texans get 11.5 at Cleveland. It's a lot of points, but they could get murdered. The Raiders get 6 in Pittsburgh. Tough to gauge this. We got to see the Raiders play tomorrow. Speaking of the New England Patriots, the Patriots are 3.5-point favorites against the Jets in New York. Man, why all these 3.5s? Those should be 3s, right? They're trying to scare you off. They're like, they know everyone's going to take the Patriots at 3. So they're trying to scare you off there. New Orleans Saints are 3-point favorites at the Panthers. Give me the Saints, man. Oh, Sam Darnold. I saw Sam Darnold just went out to a bar after the game already in Carolina. It's like, dude, you beat the Jets, bro. You won once. Settle down, Sammy boy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three-minute warning, level one. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Our man Chris Warren in the chat asking about the 3.5-point spreads. And I've noticed this. One thing I noticed today, too, if you guys caught it, I liked it. And wide receivers complained a lot today, if you notice. And the quarterbacks were bitching. But we always say about referees, let them play. The NFL officiating is usually terrible. You got a bunch of, like, senior citizen old dudes. And the worst part is, like, in the NFL, it's like, all right, good for you, Hockley. He's like a coach, right? You're all ripped and stuff. So it's like, good. Hockley's retiring. Good, he's terrible. Oh, no, his son's coming in. They're like mobsters, these referees. Like, they, you know what I mean? It's like a family operation. But I thought the officiating today, the National Football League, was very good. And like I said, I'll call him out and I'll give you credit. I'll call, you know what I mean? I'll call it like I see it one way or the other. And I got to give the league credit. I think it was by design. There's no way, because I noticed in a couple of games early, I was like, man, that's pass interference, like blatant pass interference. But like, I'm not being a homer one side or the other. Like the Bills were getting away with it. The Steelers were getting away with it. Everybody was getting away with it. Like, it was basically just sort of physical football today, and it led to a lot of unders, actually. It's funny, too, because it's all over the place. There were some really high-scoring games, but the under, there was more unders than overs. There were more unders than overs when it was all said and done. But I caught on to that. Another thing I'm noticing, too, is the new 3.5 is like the new 3. Like, look at all these games, man. Like, why are the Buffalo Bills 3.5-point favorites? They just lost. They're taking on a damn good Miami Dolphin team in Miami. And they're 3.5-point favorites? Why? Why are they 3.5-point favorites? Because the sportsbook does not want you to bet the Buffalo Bills. The New England Patriots are 3.5-point favorites against the Jets. It's on the road. Same thing. They should be like 1.5, 2s, and 3s. It tells me that the book thinks. And look, the Patriots are -3.5, -125. All right, we're going to get into it on the other side. We'll put some bets in already. If you like the Patriots, let's buy the hot point. Make it 3 right now because this son of a bitch is going to be 4.5 in the morning. Bring it.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.